All you need to do to find and secure a large amount of big name guests for your podcast is a well-structured email and free AI tools. Within 2 months of starting my podcast, I was already able to get SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, my absolute hero, Bertie Gregory, a wildlife filmmaker and National Geographic explorer who has his own Disney Plus shows, as well as 20 plus best-selling authors, another 10 to 20 leading academics, all from my bedroom on my laptop. If you're new here, I'm Jacob Watson Howland. I'm an award-winning BBC featured photographer and podcaster. And today I'm going to show you the tactics I've used to secure my favorite guests and my dream guests in such a short amount of time using well-structured emails, tactics, and free AI tools that you can replicate yourself for your own show. So the first thing you have to consider when it comes to emailing your guests, first of all, I'd recommend emailing guests over trying to send them a DM when you first start. This is because if you're just starting your own show, you're not going to be that credible and probably won't have a large amount of followers. Therefore, if you send a guest who's, you know, a best-selling author a DM on Instagram, you have 10 followers, the chance of them replying is almost zero, let alone the chance of them saying yes to come onto your show. Whereas sending an email completely removes that social limiting factor in terms of your follower count and will make you look way more professional. And they often check their emails more than their DMs, especially these famous guests that have, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. So choose to do email. We'll get to how to use AI to enhance the structure of your emails and what kind of things and tips that I put in my emails that have helped me get 80% of my guests. We'll get to that in a minute. But as a rule of thumb, you want to measure in hundreds. And I'm not talking about hundreds of words or hundreds of characters. I'm talking about hundreds of emails. So I tend to, every month or every 2 weeks, during this 2 weeks and month, I would have collected a lot of names that I found interesting or people that I want to get on my show. And then I will send all of them a personalized podcast email invitation to the show. And it's important to measure in hundreds because basically what we're doing is we're leveraging the law of large numbers. And the more emails we send, there's going to be a higher chance of us saying yes, people saying yes. If we sent 5-10 emails out every few days, the chances of us getting a yes for someone to come to the show is very low. But if we can send as much emails out and as quickly as possible using AI to help us, that will allow us to have a higher chance of getting guests onto the show. So I did this in July and the end of June, and I ended up having about 20 to 30 guests come onto the show during this month. It was a very, very busy month. I had a podcast Monday to Friday for 3 or 4 weeks in a row. So, you know, like 15 podcasts in 20 days, including on the including weekends, which was really fun, but obviously quite tiring at the end of it. But all of that was because I measured in hundreds and I used the law of large numbers and thought, right, okay, I'm going to send at least 100 emails. I think I ended up sending about 120 to 150 emails, and I got 20, 30 plus yeses to come onto the show. And some guests that I contacted during this batched session of sending out hundreds of emails, there's still people that are scheduled to come onto the show in the coming weeks of recording this. So before you even think of what to put in the emails, just remind yourself, okay, I need to collect at least 20 names and then I'm going to send 20 people an email all in the same session. Instead of, you know, every few days thinking, oh, that person, I'm going to send them an email. So what I do is I collect a list of names in a notes folder on my phone. Whenever a guest, whenever I'm reading and I see a guest name that sounds interesting, or whenever I'm researching a topic that I want to explore on the show and I see some names, or if I'm listening to someone else's podcast and the guest sounds interesting, I make sure to add their name to this list so that when it comes to 2 weeks later and it's time to send emails, I'll have a whole stack of people to send emails to, and that will allow me to leverage the law of large numbers and get a higher chance of people saying yes. You know, you've got to throw you know, many, many emails out, many invitations out, especially when you're first starting out, to even get one, two, or three. Yes, it's one, two, or three conversion rates. It's just how it works at the start of your podcasting journey. And this is exactly what I've used, and it's worked so well for me. So we know that, law of large numbers, but how can we use AI to polish our emails and make sure that what we include in the emails will increase the chances of our guests saying yes to come onto our show? Well, how can we send 100 emails without it taking the entire day? Because you don't want to be sat there for like 4, 5, 6, 7 hours just sending email after email, writing email after email. This is where an email template comes in. So what I do is I have a rough template that has specific things in the email that I want to be included. And then I will plug in the guest name and make sure that AI personalizes these topics for the guest I'm inviting. So why do I do this? Well, this allows me to send a fast amount of personalized emails, because if it was generic, it wouldn't be as enticing and wouldn't make the guest feel as important, or the potential guest feel as important, and therefore they're likely to say no. So you need to make sure it's personalized. And I can send I can send more of those emails at a faster rate, which again, going back to the law of large numbers, means I have a higher chance of guests saying yes to come onto the show. Because a lot of the time, guests don't even reply to your emails. And unless you send something like a follow-up, which I'll talk about later, which is one of the best things to do, by the way, when you are trying to get guests on your show, most people don't even read the first email. Sometimes you have to send 2, 3, or 4 follow-up emails for them even to say yes. So if the amount of yeses to come onto your show is pretty low, which is understandable, then we want to send as much emails as possible, but we don't want to spend our entire week doing that, because we need to, you know, do prep and record for the show, et cetera, and improve ourselves in the process and read and stuff like that. You know, we still want to have a life. We don't want to be on our laptop sending emails. So if you use a template and then apply that template to the guest you want on the show, and that will help you create an email in a couple seconds, because AI will do it for you. So what would you include in this AI template? Well, I have a private paid podcast community where it goes through my entire blueprint of how I went from zero idea of how to start a podcast to a show with over 3 million social media views and 50 plus guests that I could never have dreamed of getting a couple of months ago. It runs you through every single detail and process of what I do to make my show continue to grow and succeed today. And in that course has my word for word email templates, as well as many other AI templates that I use every single day to keep getting results on my show. But I'll give you a general premise of what you should include, and you can get like the full specific version of that. That will be much better for you on my paid community. So basically, you want to have a bit about yourself and the show. So you want to mention who you are and what your show's about. And then you want to give them a specific compliment about a specific part of their work. Why specific, Jacob? Well, because you don't want it to sound generic, because the less personalized and specific it sounds, the more it's going to sound like you've just copied and pasted a template and used AI to get the guest or to invite the guest. You want it to make it sure that it looks like you've genuinely written this word for word and not used AI to help you, because it will make them feel more important if it's more personalized and more specific to them. And therefore, they'll have a higher chance of saying yes, because it shows you genuinely value them. And you do genuinely value them. You just know that you have to send a lot of emails to get a few yeses. If every email you send could get a yes, we wouldn't have to use AI to help us. But this is what it takes to get guests on your show. This is what works for me. And I don't think it's unethical at all, because it's not like you don't genuinely want the guests on the show. And it's not like you're asking AI to say something you wouldn't say if you wrote the email yourself, right? So I would 100% use this technique. So specific compliments, and then you would speak again specifically about what you'd want to discuss on the show to do with their expertise and their work. So I was on the train yesterday coming back to the southwest of England, And I was speaking to this lady and she works for a sales company. And we were trying to figure out how I could improve my cold email approaches. So I told her what I did and what I'm telling you right now. And one of the things that she recommended was to speak about a problem that I have, or you have, and your audience might have that the guest could potentially help with and solve. So you could say, in the what you want to discuss section, you could say, I've always struggled with drinking, and your expertise and experience in dealing with alcohol addiction would really enlighten myself and my audience. And we could discuss these specific things about tactics you can use to quit alcohol, how long it takes for alcohol to come out of your system, what you should do to avoid alcohol, even when you're going, still want to go on nights out. So, in this example I'm giving you, it makes you vulnerable. So it opens you up to the guest, the potential guest you're emailing. And also it shows how they will actually benefit from coming onto your show, because you'll be helping the guest, the host, and also they'll be benefiting the audience, and they don't want to waste their time. They don't want to come onto a show that they can't connect. So if you were a host, would you want to go onto a show where you can't connect with the guest and what you're talking about has nothing to do with the podcast's audience? No. So by including the problem and solution, it gives the potential guest a layout that shows them, look, you're an expert in this. Myself and the audience has this problem. This is why you fit onto the show. This is why it's worth your time coming onto the show. So that's a really good tactic that me and this sales lady called Laura from Florida came up with yesterday on the train. And it's something I'm adding to my email template for sure, because normally what I did before was basically say, I'd love to discuss how to deal with alcohol addiction and how to avoid drinking, even if you want to still go out with your friends on a night out. Can you see how that's less vulnerable? It's less emotional. It will cause less of a connection. It has that has less of that emotional value that may entice the guests to come on more, because it shows, okay, no, this is a real person. This isn't just an assistant. They genuinely have a problem and I can help them with that. And I can help the audience with that. And if I can help the audience with that, then, maybe I'll get a lot of new followers and fans because I've helped them on his show. So maybe they'll come over and consume more of my work. Can you see how it shows more of a tangible benefit for the guest and creates more of that emotional connection? And let's be real, we love to pretend we're reasonable and rational and logical, but humans love vulnerability. They love connection with people. And a great way to connect and become friends with someone is to be vulnerable, to say how you feel or say some of the struggles you deal with and feel. And by highlighting that to the guest and giving the guest a compliment by saying, look, you can probably solve this problem for myself and the audience, it's going to increase their chances of saying yes to come on to your show. So what you need to do is create an email template and then have it in your notes folder and then plug it in to AI every time, like ChatGPT or Perplexity, free AI software, and then have it ready for when you're going through your potential guest list on your notes app, and then just copy and paste the template and ask AI to basically, you plug in using this podcast invitation template, invite this guest, and then insert their name to the show, and maybe mention what their expertise is as well, just so the AI is accurate with what you want to talk about. And then you just paste the podcast invitation template into the search bar, press enter, and then it will create a personalized email for you. Some other things that you should include in this personalized email template is how it benefits the guest directly. So what benefits them? For example, for me, I'll give you one example that I use in my template that's available in my private community, link in the description for that, is highlighting the fact that I create social media repurposed short form content, which the guests can potentially post onto their accounts if they want to. They have complete access to that. I'm obviously not going to charge them to do that. And a guest has never said, oh yeah, can I have the short form content that you made from our episode? But even if they don't ask for it, you're still giving them more of an audience, because short form content tends to get a lot of views and it increases the chances of the show going viral. And obviously the guest wants to go onto a show that gets a lot of views because they want more people to know about them and their work, because that will increase their social status and increase the sales of their book or subscribers to their YouTube channel, as two examples of why they'd want to come onto your show. So by offering them a benefit like repurposed short form content for your platforms, even if they completely forget that you offered that, when they're reading this and you're still a stranger to them, when they're reading some of the benefits that will be given to them when they come onto your show, it will increase their chances of saying yes by tenfold. You know, whenever you're offering something to someone, you've got to think, why should they care? How does it benefit them? You know what? And then when they're reading the email, they're going to be thinking, why should I care? How does this benefit me? You know, how is this going to move me forward? How is this going to make me more important? Or how is this going to get more sales on my book? And by having a little benefits for you section in your podcast email invitation that you plug into AI, it will increase your chances of your dream guest saying yes, just from highlighting the benefits for them. Because otherwise it may seem that they're doing you a massive favor and getting nothing in return. You know, we want a lot of relationships are not transactional, but we want to reciprocate. We want to get something from it as well. Otherwise it would just feel like a waste of the guest's time if you don't highlight the benefits. So that's an example. There's more examples in my AI templates, which you get for free as part of my private community. You can think of some other ones off the top of your head if you don't want to join the Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. But yeah, let's go on to some more secret bonus tactics for you to get more guests onto your show by sending more emails using AI to help you. So we've decided that we're going to send a lot of emails using the law of large numbers as our reason to do that, because the more we send, the more chances we're going to get a yes. And we've also created an AI email template, which will allow us to send emails faster by copy and pasting the template and then inserting the guest's name and asking AI to create a personalized podcast invitation for that guest. And then all we would do then is just copy and paste that into our Gmail and send it to the guest, because we would have collected their email address already. And if you want to know how to find guest email addresses, I've posted a video last week explaining that. So go watch that afterwards if you aren't that advanced and haven't figured out how to find emails for your guests. But yeah, so we're sending a lot of emails. And like I said earlier, just because we're sending a lot of emails doesn't mean they're going to say yes right away. But it doesn't mean they're not going to say yes eventually. So after 3 to 7 days of waiting for a response from your guest or potential guest, what you would then do is send a follow-up. And I'm sure you've sent a follow-up before and you probably haven't got a response in general when you've sent email follow-ups. But again, because we're sending hundreds of emails, or 20, 50, 100, 200 emails to try and get people to come onto the show, if you again just send a follow-up to the same amount of people, you're going to get some replies. And to be honest, I'd say at least 60 to 80% of the guests I've got on my podcast so far have been secured by sending a follow-up email, a friendly follow-up email, 3 to 7 days later. And then if they haven't responded again to that, I'll send another one maybe a week after that. So overall 2 weeks after the original cold email invitation. And then I'll leave it, because they either don't check their emails or they don't want to come onto the show. But most of the time, if they don't want to come to the show and you send a follow-up, then the guest actually will just politely decline you. And that's something that you need to get used to as well, because it doesn't matter. You know, there's plenty more fish in the sea. And again, the more emails you send to guests, the more experience you're going to get at rejection and yeses. So that'll help you deal with people declining to come onto your show. Trust me, after you send like 100 emails or maybe even 20 emails, you completely get used to that kind of fear of rejection or someone saying no to you. It really doesn't matter. And it's lower stakes when it's on email as well, because it's just words on the screen. If it was in person or on the phone, it might take a bit longer to get used to. But luckily for us, we're just sending emails out to people we don't actually know, but just that sound interesting. But you'll get a lot of yeses if you follow the tips I've already given you and send a lot of emails as well. So what you want to do is copy the original email that you sent to the guest, and then again, go on to AI and say, ask to write a quick follow-up to this email I sent to this email sent, then just paste the original email in, and then AI should just create a quick follow-up for you to copy and paste and then send to the guest again. Remember to try and do it 3 to 7 days later. You don't want to do it like 20 minutes later, because it looked like you're a bit of a weirdo spamming them with messages. But yeah, sometimes the AI will actually stupidly ask, its answer will be a reply. So it will reply to the copy and pasted email. But what you want to do is just say, no, this was my original email I sent to the guest. They haven't responded. Create a quick circle back or follow up for me that I can send to them. And then it should just give you a concise follow up that you can send to the potential guest that you want to get to come onto your show. Another secret bonus to increase the chances of people coming onto your show and saying yes is to always add social proof in your email invitations. And what is social proof? It's basically any bit of proof that you have achieved something and done something with your life that will increase your perceived status to that guest, make you look more credible, and therefore make it more likely the guest will respect you and want to come onto your show. It's as simple as that. That's probably my best description of it in this particular topic, email invitations to get guests onto your podcast from your bedroom. And I think without social proof, a lot of guests wouldn't have come onto my show. I'm lucky because, I obviously worked fucking hard for it, but I'm an award-winning BBC featured photographer, and I won that award and got featured by the BBC as well as countless other international publications and journalists like Smithsonian's magazine for winning the award. That happened literally just before I started my show. So in every single email, I'll say, I'm an award-winning BBC featured photographer and podcaster. And then I'll make sure at the end of the email, after signing off, saying, thank you, Jacob. And then I'll leave a link to the BBC featured article, which is physical social proof and shows to the guest I am credible and I'm not lying about my achievement. I know everyone hasn't been featured by the BBC and hasn't won an award, but just think of something you've done. Have you graduated from university? Have you got a PhD? Have you, saved lives making YouTube videos, or even use previous guests as social proof? It doesn't have to be massive, but obviously the bigger the better. And the more episodes and guests you get on the show, the more this will snowball and be effective. But if you've got a best-selling author on your show, include that you've got a best-selling author on the show. I always try to include that I've got Jim Cantrell, the SpaceX co-founder. He was part of the SpaceX's founding team, as well as the high performers like Bertie Gregory, who's won countless filmmaking awards and has his own Disney Plus shows. I always try to include previous guests I've got onto the show, because what that does is signal to the guests that if they come onto your show, their name's going to be amongst these big names and will make them again look like they're high status. And potentially, if you have these guests coming onto your show, that means you're probably going to get a big audience in the process as well, which again is enticing for them. So if you don't have any social proof right now, all I can say to you is either do fucking something with your life and try and achieve something, or this is an example of what you can do to get social proof, is just send out as many emails as you can, and then that will almost guarantee that you'll get at least one, two, or three guests that you want to get onto your show to come on, and then use their name as an example of social proof of guests that you've got onto your show in the future when you send more emails out, and that will increase the chance of the guests coming onto your show and saying yes by at least 10%, maybe even make it two times more effective at getting a guest onto your show. So social proof, make sure to include it if you have any. Again, it can just be a previous guest you've gone to the show. Saying a best-selling offer is always good. And also follow up as well, because most people don't respond to the first email, but they will respond to the second. I've got 80% of my guests on the show from sending a quick follow-up, because it will just get lost in their inbox. They'll think of replying, and then they won't. We've all been there. If you send a follow-up, oh yeah, that guy, yeah, I want to come onto a show. Yeah, let me say yes. So send follow-ups 3 to 7 days later. Use AI to create a template, a personalized template that will create emails personalized for the guests, giving specific compliments about their work and what you want to discuss with them on your show. Obviously, read through that first before copying, pasting it and hitting send, just in case they get something wrong or it's not something you want to talk about. That will allow you to contact way more guests and send emails way faster. And I'm going to talk about this in a future video, but you can also use AI to do deep research tasks to find more guests on topics that you enjoy, for example, psychology or World War II. You can get it to find the leading names in those fields that you would love to discuss the topic about on your show. But that's for another video. If you want to find out the exact template I use for guest research, as well as the AI email template I use, which has allowed me to get my dream guest, like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, multiple best-selling authors, including Stuart Binns, and leading academics, including Vyas Louis-Levisius, who's been on Lex Friedman's podcast, and Aubrey de Grey, who's been on Joe Rogan twice. If you want to find out how to get guests like this and do it via effective emails, as well as every other step of the way, then my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint is for you. It's for those who really want to level up their show, even if they're doing it remotely from their bedroom like I've done. It's a private paid community, and if you join it, you'll be able to access me every single week on live weekly calls where I'll literally go through your show and answer your questions and help you get results for your podcast much faster. If you're interested in that, top link in the description, and I'll hopefully see you there. Goodbye.